This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I spent a good amount of time out in Montana last year working on a television documentary for Frontline that I think we talked about a couple of times on this broadcast. Montana is, I can tell you, very much its own place, and Montanans like to be left alone to do what they want to do, which today is to consider a law that lets drivers take home big game animals that they've hit with their car. As so often happens, Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on the odd animal story beat for us today.
There you are, driving home, thinking about what it is you're going to eat for dinner when, thwomp, you peg a deer. Angie Reinach is from State Farm Insurance.
It's actually very common. We're estimating about 1.25 million drivers every year has some sort of altercation with a deer while in their car.
Deer altercations can cause some real damage.
About $3,300 is the average claim cost.
The Montana legislature wants to help take the sting out of that bill by allowing you to take home your deer as a bit of a concession prize. Here's Montana State Senator Larry Gent during debate.
This is a bill that allows a law enforcement officer to issue a permit to take, that is to possess, a roadkill animal, if it's a deer, an elk, a moose, or an antelope, if the motorist is the person whose vehicle smote that particular creature to death.
And here's State Senator Jonathan Windy Boy.
I support this bill because I have a couple of hunters at home that have poor luck, and I hope this would help them.
But there's a problem with this plan. A deer that's been slammed by a car might not have that much edible meat. Nick Bennett owns Montana Mobile Meats and processes wild game.
Blood will go into that muscle, and that meat is no good.
Just how much meat you can get out of that roadkill depends on exactly where and how hard you hit it. The hide isn't worth that much either, maybe in the range of $5. Hardly solace. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.